Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I guess we didn't say you couldn't comment. We just say to, you know, comment to what the post means. Sometimes they're just jokes. And a picture of Rosie O'Donnell and Axl Rose together is just a joke.
Oh, why
and
waste
awful.
Your breath and telling awful. People I to know. Stay on track?
Yeah.
Please stay on message, folks.
It's not even a message. Just enjoy and move on.
Well, comment on the topic of the post.
Thank you.
Don't just go.
Yeah, we have political posts out there and social posts and sports posts. We'll piss off your football team and bands. You know, like the Foo Fighters. I'm sorry. Well, that's on you.
And if you got something on your chest, that's where you go over to the post by others. You can just leave a message on the wall.
Yeah,
that's
there you go. Leave it on the wall.
Which, by the way, is hidden, and I look at about maybe once a month.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah. All right.
But once in a while, I'll check it out. So I got a phone call last night. I haven't returned the guy's phone call yet, but it's the guy who wants Craig to announce the solar eclipse. The total solar eclipse.
Craig charges, by the way. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Craig is a celebrity.
He's not coming
he
cheap.
Cash.
But here's our
concern. When is the eclipse?
Here's our concern. It's August 21st. It's a Monday.
Oh, I can't go.
About 1 o'clock Central Time is when totality happens. But from everything I've been reading and the way my wife talked to me and the way I was talking with Joe, because the Blue House is banned, Joe America, is that they have a gig there.
They're paying him.
They're all getting there the night before. There's going to be major traffic everywhere.
Oh, yeah. This is one of those. This is a geek fest,
yes.
Man. This is Comic-Con. Showing up to watch the solar eclipse, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Pokemon Fest. Yeah.
There you go. That's a Pokemon Fest.
They're expecting 5,000 to 10,000 people in Beatrice and all along the line of the path of totality.
By the way, I
like that phrase.
The path of totality?
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds somewhat apocalyptic. The path of, we're going to the path of
totality. They
better
open up some more bars in Beatrice. Cause...
Well, there are places that normally don't open up on Sunday. They're going to be open.
Yeah, I know that. But
even though
the
event is Monday,
big enough to handle it, I guess. But ain't like the Geek Fest or drinking a bunch of pitchers, I guess. You know,
there's not a lot of big cities along the way. So.
No, that's where you got to go. I get it. You're definitely not going now. Why go?
I don't think we could make it in time.
No,
because we're off the air at 10 Central Time.
It's an hour and a half with no traffic. Right. I've done the trip a bunch of times.
Right, and it's right around 1 o'clock
mm-hmm.
where the solar eclipse is in.
Plus, you already said last week you weren't going to go because it was a Monday.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you said, are you going to go? You're like, I don't know.
I'd like to.
Okay.
But now, a lot of dampers have been put on it.
Yeah. Well,
both my
schedule
wife
that eclipse some other time.
And Craig.
Schedule that eclipse some other time.
Were buzzkills telling me, I don't think we can make it down there in time.
Yeah.
And he's probably right.
I felt like kind of a buzzkill, too.
But like Craig Peters said, you can see it from here.
Yeah, but you don't get 100%.
Oh. You're not in the path of totality.
Of totality, Tyler.
I do like the term.
And there's a special reason. But to St. Joe, Missouri to Grand Island is a really good place. There are several. No, I think there's only a couple of places that are touted as really good. Somewhere in South Carolina and somewhere in the middle of the country are supposed to be the best positions to view it. Now, it would be nice to see it.
I just love the difference having a band play somewhere.
Yeah.
Are they playing outside so people can actually see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because everybody run outside when Joe plays. Well, that happens a lot anyway.
Yeah, his play is.
Blue House, I'm sorry, Joe. They're a great band. And He's going to call it now.
The place he's playing is just a little prairie getaway. Got a bunch of cabins and a fishing lake.
Okay, cool.
And I think there's a hunt.
Now, is this the one you can go blind on or not? Is this the one you guys always
yeah,
can?
Sure. Yeah,
now, what are people going to do? Don't look up.
You can get special viewing glasses.
Okay, got it.
Right. Yeah, you can get a special welder's
helmet. But not just regular sunglasses. That's not good.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
They're going to tell people, because some moron's going to go blind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm. You look at it through
Beatrice.
A pinhole of cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, use some kind of reflective
thing. If
you're
driving all that way, wouldn't you want to get special glasses?
Yes, oh, certainly.
Yeah, you're going to look through a pinhole.
Certainly, but when it is in totality, you can look right at it. Because the moon is totally blotting out the sun, and at the longest point, you'll see somewhere in the middle of Nebraska, 2 minutes long. 2 minutes of totality.
All right. Well, go.
Oh, we can't make it.
You leave here at 9:50 Central Time.
We're going to need a helicopter.
Oh, you're not going to get that. You're going to be close to it by the time it happens.
Now, wait a minute.
You'll be close enough. Just pull along the highway somewhere. Between Lincoln and Beatrice, if you're outside the country.
Don't you think there's going to be just a ton of people pulled over on the side of the road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's where you can be then. You're not going to make the party. You might just make the down there by the road.
Yeah, I'm tempted to just.
That could be fun too.
Right. Get in the car.
Tell me how fun
it is. And go as far and as fast as we can and try to get as close to the path of totality as we possibly
can.
The
path of totality.
I do like that term. You know what you should do? Go back roads the whole way. That way you won't.
That'll help.
No, it won't. But at least you won't have any traffic. You'll just be just slowly farm roads the whole way.
And at least
fun.
If something happens, nobody will ever find you. that'd be great.
What am I talking about? You will hit a ton of gravel roads. I know the area.
You do?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's mostly back roads.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But it's a highway the whole way there, though.
Oh, it's a highway to a lot of places.
No, I'm just saying. I want to make sure people know that when there isn't too much neck. Well, it is neck territory, but Omaha the whole way to Beatrice is all highway. I did it a couple times this summer.
Yeah, there's an interstate that goes clear across the state.
Yep.
Not wagon trails, as some people are led to
believe.
I'll
tell Joe to tape it for you.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a little...
You'll see the news.
A little action on the news and a few pictures on social media when it happens.
There might be.
But most people who
Craig
are
Peters
really...
Greg going to watch it outside of Kansas City, he says.
They're really into it, or getting there the night before. And most places are sold out.
Well, yeah, believe me, there's not a lot of hotels in that area.
No.
And what they
but,
have been.
Apparently, there's going to be a lot of places
Airbnb, a lot of people will stay there for vacation.
That people are going to be there until day of or a couple of days before because people want to go somewhere and hit the path of totality in nice weather because they have the ability to move around and go any number of places.
Oh, yeah.
Which place is going to be the nicest weather day?
Not a thousand
I'm going
degrees
there.
Humidity. That
sure.
Kind of thing, right?
I'm sure the hardcores have booked several places throughout the country, and where they go is it's good. They're going to make their decision based on the weather.
Oh, because it could be cloudy somewhere.
Sure.
Then you're screwed. All right.
Yeah, then you're not going to see anything.
That would suck. Especially for Joe to drive all the way down there. It's just a cloudy, overcast day.
Well, there's a pretty good chance that could happen.
Yeah.
As long as there was a grill going, Joe would
right.
be
fine.
That's true.
Still, the sun can be blocked out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let me know how it was. I mean, if it was in town, I'd look up. Yeah, sure.
Well, don't look up.
Well, I know you're right, but
because you are not in the path of totality.
Oh,
if
right.
you look up when this is happening, you get like 90% totality, and you will blind yourself.
What time is it
now?
About nap time for you?
6:07 right now.
No, what time is it? Thank you. What time is it? What time does it start? What time is it? Total
one approximately.
Total eclipse
is that what you said?
Approximately 1 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah. That's
so 11.
That's deep in
or
REM
so
territory there.
If you're out on the West Coast.
It could be waking up by 1 or it could be middle of sleep by 1, depending.
You know. Closer to 2 if you're on the East Coast. It happens at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're all looking at the same sun.
Yeah, I've heard that. That Jesus put up there, right? He put the sun up there.
Not sure if it was him or one of the angels.
It could be.
I think a little help.
Attacked it up there.
Yeah,
that's at least a two-man job.
Who put Uranus up there?
To put the sun up there.
All right. Call me when there's an eclipse of Uranus. That'll be about 10 minutes. We'll block that off real quick. But it'll last longer than 2 minutes. Well, not really.
No reservations necessary.
No. But the band's playing. Blue House is playing. On Uranus. That's some good pub for that band.
And that you can get any time.
Sorry for the rest of the guys. Sorry, guys. You guys are good. It's, Joe's the reason we're making jokes here. It's a great band.
Did you? You didn't. I didn't either. Watch the World Series of Poker.
No.
Guy walks
isn't
away.
Isn't that all the time? It seems like it's all the time, but it's either reruns or satellite tournament. No, it's always in Vegas.
Well, this year, I guess they ran it live.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Because in past years, they've like taped it and not run it till like in the fall. But
oh, that's right.
It already happened, and people knew who
people
won.
People knew, right, yeah.
So this year, they just ran it live.
Who won apparently. It?
Some dude that walked away with $8 million.
So I saw
that's a purse.
There's a show called it's on Audience Network. It's just a guy that talks to innovators and just people that are tops in their
morons.
Field. Yeah, no, tops in their field. And one of them was Phil Hellmuth, the poker player, is talking to this guy who runs it. And this is exactly what I think about poker. Of course it's a skill. Of course, the best will win because they know exactly everything. They know how to bluff. They know odds, blah, blah, blah. But he was admitting that he gets pissed off at these tournaments sometimes because it'll be an early table and some guy will beat him because the guy just stuck. You're not supposed to stick with that hand. Well, the guy stuck with that hand and he got lucky and got a few cards. But he finally admitted that. You ever hear poker players say that?
That like, there's luck involved?
Yes. And he said that. He goes, yeah, I get so mad. I guess that's probably you caught me being mad because a guy should not be playing those two cards. He should drop out. Well, the guy didn't want to drop out. He wanted to see if he got some cards.
Yeah,
like rest of us play poker.
It's a game where sometimes not knowing what you're doing
can
play to your advantage.
Well, those guys are not usually making the final table. I get that because with attrition, they're going to get knocked out. And the best poker players are the best poker players. But he gets mad if you don't play the game right. Well, the guy's playing it right. He just stayed in and took three cards and got a hit on the river
we
or whatever.
Did a poker tournament here a few years ago, and
at our level, there's no skill at all.
No,
you know.
But I managed luck. To stay on the table just because I would throw away bad hands. But when you get down to three or four players,
everybody's got bad hands.
Everybody's got a turn,
right?
Where everybody has to.
Oh,
bet.
And this thing, the top 100 guys are kicking ass, you know.
And this is, when I had to start betting.
A 25-year-old kid, that's his first time at the,
World
Series of Poker.
$8
million.
Some hardcore poker fans should tell me this, but I never got why they were allowed to wear sunglasses, headphones. Poker's about looking the guy in the eye, and the sunglasses,
you
keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Sunglasses, you can't show a bluff at all. Nobody knows you're bluffing.
They wear their skull cap.
Right.
They've got their earbuds in. And
yeah,
sunglasses.
Hoodies,
hoodies that cover their face.
Some of those guys still sit there old-fashioned without sunglasses, but a lot of those guys wear sunglasses. Maybe it's because they go, wow, when they get a good hand.
Yeah. They might.
I know, but that's part of the game. You're supposed to have a poker face, right?
Yeah, but now apparently it's okay to put a Darth Vader mask on.
Exactly.
At the poker table.
Yeah, I never got that part of it.
No, I thought you were supposed to show your eyes.
Right.
So people could stare at him and say, is he
bluffing? I don't think you got it. I don't think you got it.
Is he bluffing or not?
I don't think you got that.
7,000 people. Yeah. $8 million.
Yeah. All right. Scott says we can set up at his house and broadcast from there. He's in Beatrice.
No.
No charge.
Not going to do that.
Or you can find
we're live from the eclipse. That's
he doesn't
good
understand
radio.
How this works. It's us that charge him to broadcast there.
Yeah.
You have to pay me to get out of your broadcast.
Camping spots going for $700 to $800.
Why not?
Wow.
Well, you just open up your yard.
Wow. A camping spot.
I was gonna say, hey, you want to sleep in the yard? Go ahead. $40.
Oh, I guarantee you, there's going to be.
I offer that anyway.
There's going to be a ton of radio broadcasting live from along the path of the eclipse.
Oh, but not this
the
kind
path
of show.
Totality.
Over the country.
You mean geeks?
No.
What, NPR?
I'm not saying any major radio.
Okay.
Local radio shows.
Okay, local, yeah.
Wow, calling the eclipse live on the radio. That's gripping.
Let's do volleyball next.
Well, you know, it's where a crowd is.
It's halfway over. It's three quarter. It's over. There you go.
Yeah.
We are in the path of totality.
Well, you just broadcast live there. Yeah. We do a bikini contest, you know, a bikini contest. Well, all the hot chicks will be there. Well, bikini contest.
And you thought baseball was slow.
On the radio, yeah. In person, too, for that matter.
Well, here you get a payoff, if you can see it.
But if you're listening on the radio, you're probably not there.
It might get rained out.
Well, just for you guys, I will not wish for rain, because it would be a bummer for a lot of people coming to the path of totality. And, and there might be some suicides. When's the next one?
Right.
When is the next one?
They happen.
Depends on where you are.
Yeah, that's true. They happen all the time.
They happen all over the world.
But
the unique thing about this is the swap.
Blue House is playing.
That it takes, and Blue House is playing, across the country. It starts in, like, South Carolina and then heads to the Northwest.
You're excited. I get it. It's your scene. I get it. Craig's even not excited anymore.
It covers a lot of the country.
He was for a second. Puss has never been excited. But I'm glad you're excited about it.
Yeah, well, we had our buzz killed last night, thinking, we could go down and see Joe, but traffic jam.
All right.
You know, I was hoping to make Craig some money off of it. And then, of course, as his agent, get my cut.
Of course.
But I just don't think we could make it down there in time. Unless it was the after party. Because I think Puss is missing the
point. It's just a bad day. It needs to be a Saturday or something like
just
that.
Just looking at the eclipse is not the whole deal. It's the party beforehand. It's the party afterwards.
Is Bill Nye doing like a meet and greet or something you could get into?
He's in Beatrice.
Oh, okay.
Bill Nye's actually going to be in Beatrice.
Aren't you going there? You said you're going to Beatrice, right?
Near
there. Where Joe's at, right?
No, somewhere along the path.
Of totality.
Yeah. I fear there will be a big
little
traffic jam.
There.
You know,
don't you hate when all the tourists show up something you want to go to?
In Beatrice.
That would be all the
Beatrice
tourists.
Beatrice is going to be packed. You're right. Coming in from Lincoln to Beatrice, that highway is just going to be just people sitting along the road. You know?
It might
laying on the hood of their car.
That could be a party.
Let's do the blind guy
bit
the next day.
That always is.
Right.
Yeah, drinking on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good time.
Pretty good chance you're having a good time.
Yeah.
You're either having a good time or an awful time if you're laying on the hood of your car.
Yeah,
there's no in between.
No.
You're probably right.
No.
That was like our buddy who was stopped up on the highway outside Bonnaroo that one time.
Oh yeah,
called me in the middle
of
the night.
Bring that magazine, damn it, about crappy parties.
Yeah.
So what's up? What's new?
Senators are set to take a procedural vote today to start debate on a new health care bill.
All right, hang on. Let's see how Joe America is going to vote on that.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering if maybe, I don't know if this would work or not, but I could call up the bishop and see if I can get you guys dispensation from the radio show on the day of the eclipse.
No, we're not taking that day off. I mean, we could take certain days off, but I don't know about that day.
I'm calling the bishop last night.
I think
night.
We was back on vacation that day, actually, the first time. One of the first days back.
No, we'll be back a couple of weeks from vacation at that point.
They can leave at 9.
I would
just leave at 9 o'clock. Because I don't care. I get an hour off.
Can you ask the bishop to ask God to teleport us?
Tell him to hold it off for a couple hours.
Yeah.
God can hold off the eclipse. Duh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask for that.
Yeah, get the bishop to
see what you can do about that.
Tell God to relax.
All right, I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
See if God can move it to like 4.
After your nap, too, for that matter.
He could just reach out and hold the Earth from spinning around the sun for three hours so that it would push it back.
I do that to Uranus.
Appreciate that.
I reach out and hold it so it doesn't spin.
Softly.
Although sometimes I like it to spin.
Like you care.
Well, you hold it like a bowling ball.
Yeah. A six-pack is actually the way I hold
it. One finger in there.
If there's three holes down there, puss is in trouble.
Am I?
Well, yeah, because there's three guys over here.
A lot of guys do it where they don't put their fingers in the hole at all anymore.
Well, that annoys me.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, but Puss doesn't like that.
No. Yeah. He prefers the fingers.
Yeah.
That kind of annoys me, too. I don't know why.
Nor I. It just doesn't seem right.
Right.
No.
Yeah, 8 and 9 year olds bowling like that.
Yeah,
That was my weekend, by the way.
Oh yeah, you went bowling?
Cool. Yeah,
cool. At least it's air conditioning.
Birthday party for my daughter.
All right,
it was fun though, wasn't it?
Sure.
Did you do some drinking?
No.
Oh man.
Ah, then you didn't do it right.
A bowling alley.
Well,
man.
See, it was my daughter's birthday party, so we were the responsible ones at all. Their
you
parents
can't have
going,
a beer without being crazy.
Kid.
Okay.
Ah.
Oh, you had all the kids.
Well, yeah.
And they left.
Yeah, all the other parents left.
So oh, was, that sucks.
You know, my wife and I and 10, 8, and 9 year olds running around. So yeah.
Yeah. Beer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what your
I
point is
about
yet.
It, trust me.
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't stop at one.
That's
no.
true. That's
and with true. The children around.
So you know, he's closing down that bowling alley. He's got a drunk problem and a bowling problem.
Man, if I closed the place down, that would have been a long day. Party was from noon to 2.
Yeah, you'd have been there all day.
Wow.
What else is going on?
Procedural vote.
Whatever
the hell that
is. Yeah, he's going to come back. And
McCain.
McCain is actually... basically just enjoyed the health care that he has, he will vote to take away from millions. How ironic is that?
Isn't he worked it? For it.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He works for the government, right?
Yeah.
He gets the health care that he's going to take away from
people.
He
works for a place that
16% of the
has
public.
Yeah, yeah. Health insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, the government.
He's not some kind of deadbeat.
But he's voting for people to get taken away. That's the ironic thing. You see it all over Twitter. He hasn't said he's going to vote yet, though.
Oh, they're not bringing him in here to vote against it.
No, they're not. And by the way, I just retweeted out because Trump just said, he's a great man. I said, didn't you say you like soldiers that weren't captured? Remember you said that?
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah, good point. He called Cruz's wife a pig, and he might be offering him a gig.
Yeah.
You know, he called
That's
me
different.
A pig. You know, he called me a pig. Well,
we still got it. He's still the president.
You got to respect that.
Yeah, right.
You
got to
respect the office.
Party over marriage.
Yeah, party over marriage. Exactly.
Yep.
Party over country. Party over marriage.
He wasn't the president.
Well, you know, his wife
then.
Is hot.
Wasn't the president then? He's much more presidential now.
He called your wife a steaming pig.
Would never do that again.
No. Now that he's acting presidential,
yeah,
and all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling at the Boy Scouts.
A flea medication theft is being investigated in Southern California. Police in San Diego say the suspects went to the South Bark Dog Wash store.
Is this a hot item?
And cased the joint. Then they returned a few hours later, threw a rock through the front window, and got away with dozens of boxes of medications known as Advantix and Comfortis. All told, they stole $4,000 worth of flea medication.
So you're going to go to, breaking and entering, burglary, whatever they call it, for flea medication.
Apparently.
Is it hot on the open market?
They cased the joint and went back later to specifically steal flea medication.
Is this a new ingredient in meth?
I can't answer that, but you make an excellent question.
Yeah, thank you. I think that is a good question.
Where was this?
It's got to be meth.
San Diego.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Mm. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
I got a story here out of Silver Spring Township, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's my home. That's my home. That's right there, Todd.
$48,000 worth of flea and tick treatment.
Oh, I mean, that is literally, it's Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. It's right there.
It's Cumberland County.
Yeah, it's my town.
You must be, they must make drugs out of it.
They've got to.
It's got to be.
They're doing it in your old hometown, Tyler.
Well, that's where I first tried meth.
Me too.
Because it was on the East Coast before it was in the central part of the country. So when I followed it, I thought you guys weren't new to it, and you were, and I said, oh, you should not do this.
I was introduced.
Here, let me show you why.
Exactly. That's where Todd discovered it.
Yeah.
Because it was huge.
Did it discover Todd?
In the early, mid-'80s in Pennsylvania, I mean, meth was it. And then when it didn't come to the middle of the country until later, obviously.
So you did?
Yeah. Todd and I, goes, we can sell this out here. We moved out here and sold a bunch.
We're not going there till there's meth.
That's true. No, I was in and out of that drug a long time ago. Said, screw that. This is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Then got here and met you guys.
We got a call from the middle of the country.
All right.
We said, you know what we could do? We probably won't make a lot of money, but I think meth would really catch on there. So that was my Pennsylvania takeaway.
me and meth.
I was introduced to meth. I brought Tyler along. Oh, and I learned there are a bunch of freaks about NASCAR.
Yeah, that's it.
Ah, okay.
That's it. Well, therein lies the meth.
I really got in
NASCAR. Therein lies the meth.
Into NASCAR, because that's
it's got to be meth. What are they making out of that? Let's find that out when we get back, because you're right. They stole a bunch in San Diego and in
Pennsylvania.
Central Pennsylvania. It's got to be.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of buzz involved.
See, now stop doing meth now. Because it has flea medication in it. All right. Other stuff was... Brake fluid was fine, by the way.
Right.
That was all natural.
Now we've gone too far.
Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.